First of all, I just want to go back to last week, or Monday, in fact, and say congratulations on a great result on Anzac Day. It's a traditional now with Penguin and Ulverston, and you had a very good win. But you personally kicked 5 goals and won the Ted Howell Medal for best on ground. And I'm sure that Ted would have been around when you were a youngster at the club, so you must be thrilled with that.
Yeah, it was a good win for the boys. It was just pleasing for me as a coach to just see sort of what we've been working on the last few weeks. I think we've been sort of underperforming, but we've had a really sort of solid pointy month, I guess, of training, and we're starting to see 4 or 5 younger guys really stepping up and making some big leaps in their footy talent.
You are sitting at the moment second on the ladder with 3 wins and just the 1 loss, and I know coaches never give their team a 10 out of 10, so how would you rate the start to your season out of 10 so far?
Probably 6.5, I reckon, just in terms of the performance. Like, it's nice to get the result. I thought we should have won against Wynyard. We'd probably lacked a little bit in the second half, but it's been a really important month, I think, for the footy club and for some of the the depth of the footy club. We've played a lot of players already. We've had a fair few injuries, and we've given a lot of opportunity to younger guys. So it's been important for the club.
How much has your team changed from last year? As we know, you lost the grand final by less than a goal. After grand finals, a lot of players leave teams, but I guess a lot of them want to stick around now for unfinished business this year.
Yeah, look, we've kept the core group. We lost a few to the circular head, and we've added. So we had about half a dozen new players round one, and we've probably added. We've added 3 new players just from other clubs, and we've progressed some of our kids, which has probably been the most pleasing thing.
How much does losing the grand final motivate you? I know, you say, well, that's last year, let's forget about it, but it's got to annoy you to a certain extent, doesn't it?
Yes, it probably sits there, but I'm definitely focused on what we can control now. That's done. It would have been nice to win it. My focus is just on winning and developing our list and setting us up for sort of sustained success as well.
You gave yourself a score of 6.5 out of 10. So what do you need to do for the rest of the season now, starting next week? You've got the bye today, obviously.
Yeah, well, we're starting to pull together our game plan. Our pressure's been off a little bit. We sort of pride ourselves on our pressure at the ball. I think when we get key players back over the next couple of weeks, we'll see that lift. But our ball movement's been the pleasing thing. I think, particularly against Ulverston, our uncontested ball movement was really pleasing. Something that hasn't been there the last 12 months. And we're starting to get some nicer, cleaner entries and getting some easy shots on goal. So, I guess if we can keep that and start to add, some more dominant clearance performances, just with, Dylan and Luke coming back into the side. So that'd be ideal if we can, start to pull together the whole game plan. Should keep us in good stead.
I know when we spoke before the grand final last year, how much you rely on your bench. A playing coach's job isn't an easy one, and obviously that's important again this year.
Yeah, it is. And and 12 months is a long time for myself as well. Just maturity and, understanding as well of my coaching journey and really just trying to control what I can control. And a lot of that's just preparation. So, I've got a really good bench coach in Matty Carolan. We've got some really experienced assistant coaches, Matty Smith, or Wuffy Smith, Brad Davis, Matty Woodridge, Jason Ling, who really help out and are really good experienced heads. So for me, it's probably more about the preparation, just being prepared and having scenarios ready to go so that I don't have to think too much on game day and I can just press the button and we've practiced it, we've rehearsed it, and we understand what we need to do to change certain facets of the game.
Well, you certainly pressed the button on Monday with your 5 goals. Congratulations on the win on Anzac Day. Good luck with the rest of the season, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Martin.